May the Lord help us to keep our hearts stayed on Him. Amen. Mother, I want to be here for you. Could you please help me? The understanding of all of these things which are happening in the world is so very painful. The Blessed Mother began, Claire, do not allow yourself to focus too much in what is coming, the hard parts at least. Rather, draw closer and closer to the Lord in worship and intercession. You must fill up on worship and then cry out for those in such distress. What you saw here, sickness and dying, is happening all over the world, in little huts, in apartments, even out on the streets and in the jungles. Yes, so many are dying, and that is why the Lord prepared you to pray for those who are still very lost. After sincere, heartfelt worship, lift up the nations with sincere and heartfelt prayers. Pray for those who are not prepared. Rivers of lava spill out all over the earth from those going down into the abyss forever. How torturously my son suffers from these losses. That is why we need more prayers. And Claire, those who show great mercy will receive great mercy. I know you view your state with great trepidation. This is a good sign. All you need to do is to love much, and the rest will be taken care of. My children, you have no real accurate view of where you stand before God. Saved you are, but there are diseases like pride, self-will, indifference, and laziness that still cling to you. You haven't much time to get it straight, my beloved ones. Conviction is pouring out all over the earth in these hours to assist all of you. And as you assist others, grace will compensate you for every effort, and you shall become stronger in your offerings and cleaner in your hearts. Detachment from selfish ambition will make room for every garland of grace bestowed upon you as you go to meet your King and eternal spouse. Do not fail to enlist the angels and saints who are watching you in these last moments of earth's wretched history. Your saints are with you. Those in purgatory will pray for you. Just be sure to use every good impulse, every opportunity to do good to others, and even deprive yourselves to enrich them. This is not the end quite yet. So there are still good works to be performed and souls to be touched. Be sensitive, my very little ones, to the impulses of grace to go out of yourself to help others. Do not be like the Pharisees who did things to be seen. Rather be like the poor widow who gave all she had, and only God knew her estate and what her sacrifice cost her. Diligently seek for answers to those things you do not understand, and listen for the voice of Holy Spirit to direct you. We will not leave you helpless and wondering, especially if you obey and spend the first 2 hours in worship and soaking prayer. You wash away the cobwebs of deceit, self-interest, and fear during this time, coming out totally united to my Son, who can then rearrange your thinking and actions. This is not optional. None of you are exempt. This has been given to you not from a lowly vessel, but from God. These are your marching orders. There is no more time for foolishness on the internet. You lose grace when you waste unnecessary time in entertainments. And truly what you get from man sucks the life out of your impartations from God. Therefore, respond to these directives as from the Lord, because truly they are. You have no concept of what you may soon be facing, but I do, and Jesus does. And I tell you the truth, little ones, you are not prepared. Circumcise your hearts and your schedules with only what is necessary to the Lord. Intercession for the millions perishing in hell. When your turn comes, you will be protected, even as Magdalene was because of her fruitfulness in prayer. But do not think that you can continue to engage in the vices of the past and not have to be cleansed by fire. Live as if these were your last days, and do not continue to act foolishly, but give everything up to God and His holy will. I will tap you on the shoulder when you begin to go the wrong way. Happy for you if you obey immediately and completely. Our Mother of Mercy, pray for us.